You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Around these parts, we know commentator Archie MacDonald by his signature wide-brimmed hats, always coordinating with the season. Today, he offers this gentleman's guide on how to wear a hat.
If you watched the Dallas Cowboys a decade ago, you may remember a most unusual adornment on their uniforms. A hat. Not just any hat, of course. Its style reminded anyone vaguely familiar with Tom Landry of the well-dressed coach whose crown was seldom visible because a real hat of similar shape usually rested there. Indeed, later seeing Landry hatless in television commercials was unsettling, unfamiliar, unnatural. Time was, nearly everyone wore a hat. It was more than apparel, it was a tool. One of the classic Western paintings, a Remington or a Russell, features a cowpony drinking water from his rider's Stetson. A hat shades you from the sun's carcinogenic impact, or if you live somewhere other than Texas, from the rain. As one who wears glasses, this is a valuable twofer. There are all kinds of utilitarian hats. Think of the hard hats worn by construction workers. In the 1970s, hard hats also identified a group of Americans who were intolerant of hippies, war protesters, and other untouchables. Cowboy hats, modified sombreros really, evidently must be white straw in summer and black felt in winter, and worn at all times, even at table. Uniform hats, especially for military members and service persons, are standards. The wearing of hats waned about 1960 when President John F. Kennedy chose to bear his tousled mane even in winter's cold. Now even the bald, who should know better, forswear hats as well. Most of the non-hat wearers I know didn't or wouldn't have voted for Kennedy and will worry a little now to know they're emulating a Democrat. I like hats. I must have about 30 of them and wear one daily. And I mean hats, not caps. The fad in gimme caps, that's the kind with the plastic adjuster in the back to make sure one size misfits all, is an advertiser's dream. Wearers are walking billboards. I don't understand that, and am nearly offended by it. What I like are hats, with a crown and a brim that goes all the way around. Protocol and courtesy while wearing them are required. Hats should be worn outside, not indoors, and especially never at table. Wear straw when it is hot, felt or wool when it is not. There's a problem with hats these days. If one follows the rule and removes one bonnet upon entering a restaurant or a church, few of them provide a place to hang it. Once I sat beside a fellow hat wearer while attending a funeral service in a large urban church. These saints had spent many thousands of their tithes on the finest of organs, lush carpet, polished pews, and state-of-the-art sound system. But we, too, had to hold our hats in our laps while paying our respects to the departed. Said he, civilization lost something when hats went out of style.
I can't help myself here. I have to say hats off to Dr. Archie MacDonald, who provides us a fresh commentary each week. He's a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. Programming on Red River Radio is supported in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com.